Hello, Jam fans, and God love you, Bear. This is Dale, and it's now time for the 468th Jam Show, and it's Jams Plus, and it's right here at jamsplus.com.
when I'm high on living and my future lies ahead. I want a tie-dyed shirt, pair of Birkenstock sandals, and a ticket to the Grateful Dead. Well, I call the hotline every day, 1-900-DEAD. When I finally get through to the other side, this is what the dude said. He said, you can't dance, you can't groove, you can't even sway. So leave your flowers, seeds, beads, and weeds. Show sold out today. And I said, well, shit. But I wasn't easily discouraged, dismayed, or disappointed, because I knew that one way or another I was going to get me a ticket to one of those Dead shows. Ever since I'd seen a Deadhead sticker on the back of a Beamer in Mountain Brook, Alabama, something to that shit, I wanted to be part of it. So I went to the refrigerator, grabbed me an import, being the Deadhead drink of choice. Went into my room, sat down on my waterbed right by my fish poster. Had a picture of a big bass right there on my wall. So I called a friend who had a friend who had a sister named Jane. She earned her wings at Woodstock, champing in the rain. She said, sure, I know old Jerry. I used to date his best friend, Paul. If you swap me a hunk of that hash you bought, well, I'll give him a call. So a big smile spread across my face, because I realized I had just re-upped my stash. So I jumped up off the waterbed, walked over to the closet where I keep it, did me a little quick inventory there. Had about 2 ounces of damn good Alabama-grown marijuana, about 16 unidentifiable pills, and 490,000 pounds of hash. It was a slow week. So I figured if I gave her half that hash for one concert ticket, that would leave me with 245,000 pounds of hash. And I figured me and Stan could make it through the weekend on that. So we made the deal. About 2 weeks later, in my mailbox, marked with them little dancing bears, my miracle ticket had arrived. I was on my way to the concert event of my lifetime, and excitement was abound. So I filled up my VW bus with gas and put my best dashiki on. I rolled 75 joints of real good grass, left the best buds for my mom. Said goodbye to Dad, pat the dog on the head. I was on my way to Hampton, only 3 days away. So when I'm high on living and my future lies ahead, I want a tie-dyed shirt, pair of Birkenstock sandals, and a ticket to the Grateful Dead. Play that Madeline Bank Jerry proud of you, boy. So there I was on my way to the concert event of my lifetime, and like I said earlier, excitement was abound. I got so damn excited I went down to Walmart, bought me a legal pad so I could bring home set list to all my friends that didn't get to go to the show. So I pulled into the parking lot, was sight to see. They had carrots, tofu, peanut butter, and pita bread with cheese. I met Sunshine Rainbow Butterfly and Abby Hoffman's niece, and a girl named Janet Planet offered me some LSD. So friends, even in this era of political correctness, and say no, I looked her square in the face and I said, yes, man, what the? Lay that LSD acid on me. Because I've been waiting for 3 years to be surrounded by real hippies, hippie wannabes, grilled cheese vendors. So I want to have as much fun as humanly possible, so I held out my hand. She put a little square piece of paper, looked like a little tiny piece of cardboard, in my hand. Had a picture of James Brown on it. Stan told me, well, that was brown acid, asshole. I said, oh. So I just plopped it in my mouth. She looked at me with extreme exasperation. I said, what's wrong? She said, that was a four-way hit.
Up to that point in my life, I had never experienced a LSD acid phenomenon. So I didn't know what far away hit me, and I said, well, what does that mean? And she said, that means it's some strong shit. You should split it with three of your friends. In about 30 minutes, I knew exactly what she was talking about, because just like on the Discovery Channel, I started having one of them out-of-body experiences. I looked at myself, I'd split into four separate pieces with no brain attached. But after the initial impact of the drug started to level off there, I started having some fun right there in the concert. I looked around, there's about 20,000 people doing the same dance. I have perfected that dance, and I call it the swatting bugs out your face, because I dig the dead dance. Here's a little sample of it right here. You got a groove on it. I got me a new dance now. We've been playing a lot of colleges. I call this the frat boy digging the dead dance. You gotta imagine a baseball hat pulled down so low you can barely see the bridge of my nose. And this is it right here. Imagine that baseball hat. Excuse the expression, but go white people, go. So we got tired of dancing, we decided to stand in one spot. Took off all our clothes and kissed a cop. Well, it was early Sunday morning when I found myself in jail. I had to hop my ticket just to get my bail. So when I'm high on living and my future lies ahead, I want a tie-dyed shirt, a pair of Birkenstock sandals, and a ticket to the grateful dead. I want a tie-dyed shirt, a pair of Birkenstock sandals, and a ticket, I miss you, Jerry, to the grateful dead. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Some of all parts wanna make sure it's clear and you're mentally here and you understand where I am coming from. You see, y'all are young, and it may feel like it's gonna last forever. But I know that you know that it won't. Accept your fate before it's too late, and the pearly gates are ajar. Jump in the river, celebrate your youth. Dive into the sea, celebrate your youth. Go wash away the yesterday, celebrate your youth, and just pass it on to me.
the Allman Brothers Band, Midnight Rider. You can see we're doing an acoustic thing here on the 468th Jam Show, Universal Amphitheater in Los Angeles. That's from their live acoustic Los Angeles album. Keller Williams, Celebrate Your Youth, from the Fillmore in Denver, New Year's Eve 2004, Rolling in the Hay, The Miracle Ticket, Alabama bass band, Oasis, Birmingham, Alabama, 4/23/2000. That's our Live at Oasis 2 album. And we start out with Widespread Panic, Space Wrangler, from their Wood Tour at the Tabernacle in Atlanta, January 28, 2012. We appreciate everybody tuning in to Jams Plus. Hope you're having a great day. We're going to continue on. Trey Anastasio did one with the Scorgio Quintet. It was at the Richards Auditorium in Providence, Rhode Island on November 8, 2010. And here's a cool Wolfman's brother continuing on the Jam Show, jamsplus.com.
Well, it was many years ago now. I really can't be sure. That's when it all began then. I heard a knock upon my door, and the Wolfman's brother came down on me. Well, the telephone was ringing, so I handed it to Liz. I said, this isn't who it would be if it wasn't who it is. It's a Wolfman's brother, the Wolfman's brother coming down on me. Side street or a stairway to the stars. I hear the high-pitched cavitation of propellers from afar. It's a Wolfman's brother, the 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 Wolfman's brother coming down on me. So with meaningless excitement and smooth atonal sound, it's like a cross between a hurricane and a ship that's run aground. It's a Wolfman's brother, the 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 Wolfman's brother coming down on, coming down. It's a Wolfman's brother.
Yeah. That's Gregor Kitsits on the number one violin. That's Maxime Mostum on the second violin right there. That's Martha Mook on the viola, my good friend, my dear friend. That's Leah Koloff on the cello, the rising cello. That's Chris Sabo on the bass. And the person who wrote these insane arrangements. Actually, not this part. I do want to do. Can you come up here for a sec, Don, for a bow over this crazy music? Where are you? There he is. This is my very, very, very dear friend, Don Hart, who's written all of his arrangements tonight. And he has to come up here and take a big bow. See that, Don? We can write our own arrangement. Thank you guys so much. We had the best time tonight. Have a great time. Stay warm. Travel safe. And we'll see you next time. Thanks a lot.
To come back. Freight train come back and left my bed don't stop. Lonesome thought he'd have to ride on top. Well, it's long, 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 long gone. And it's long, long, long gone.
Well, Lost John came into the country woman's house. Sat down there as quiet, just as quiet as a mouse. She said, now, Mr. Lost John, be my friend. Be my friend up to the end.
Cause it's long. Something as quiet, quiet as a mouse. Said, Mr. Lonesome, be my friend. Be my friend until the end. Well, I'm long, long, long.
fear. I'm sending for the porter, gonna buy some beer. He said, now, woman, don't you buy no beer. The cops is on my trail and I'll soon be here.
Well, I'm long, 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 long gone.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, it's long, long, long gone.
Made a pair of shoes,
you know. Well, I've cut lost some. Put them in the pen. Summer bring them, got them, now it's all again. If anybody asks them who sang the song,
tell them Lonnie Donegan been here and gone.
Well, it's long, long, long gone. Well, it's long, long, long gone.
One more time.
Well, it's long, long, long gone.
He going, he going.
Well, it's long, 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 long gone.
Baby, ba 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 ba.
Was a wealthy merchant in my feet dwelt. He had a beautiful home, the Judy Walton. Oh, the Judy Walton. She had sweethearts of plenty.
Thank you. first couple they done ran so well to agree. This couple they done ran, so what I do with me? Oh, what I do with me? Oh, what I do with me? Thank you.
Warren Haynes, Wasted Time, Eagles, Don Henley tune there. Bonnaroo Music Fest in June 15th, 03 in Manchester, Tennessee. Another one coming right up here. Jack Rowe, The Grateful Dead from the Warfield Theater. That was a alternate take from the second album that came out with The Reckoning, a two-part set when they redid it. Van Morrison, Lonnie Dungan, and Chris Barber doing Lost John from Belfast, Northern Ireland, November 20th, 98. We heard Train Estacio and Wolfman's Brother here on the Jam Show. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We're going to wrap it up here. 468. Always appreciate everybody listening. We're going to head to the Folsom Prison in California, January 13, 1968, with a hugely popular album by my hero, Mr. Johnny Cash. We're going to send a picture to Mother. Y'all have a safe one. We'll see you next week. Good night, Bear.
After 7 years behind these bars together, I'll miss you more than a brother when you go, when you go. If only I had not tried to escape, they'd pardon me with you, I know, yes I know. Won't you tell the folks back home I'll soon be coming, and don't let them know I never will be free. Be free. Sometimes write and tell me how they're doing, and send a picture of Mother back to me. Say hello to Dad and shake his poor hard-working hand, and send a picture of Mother if you can. I'm happy for you that you got your freedom, but stay with me just another minute or so, or so. After all this sweat and blood together, who'll be my fighting partner when you go, when you go? The hardest time will be on Sunday morning. Church bells will ring on Heaven Hill, Heaven Hill. Please ask Reverend Garrett to pray for me, and send a picture of Mother if you will. Say hello to Dad and shake his poor hard-working hand, and send a picture of Mother if you can.
Lay down, my dear brothers, lay down and take your rest. I want you to lay your head upon your Savior's breast. I love you, oh, but Jesus loves you the best, and I bid you good night. Good night. Good night.
You've just successfully completed the 468th Jam Show. It's Jams Plus with me, Dale Taylor, and it's right here at jamsplus.com.
You have been listening to a production of Jams Plus Media, copyright 2013.